Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I always say to you, I pray it is true food for you that can help to change you. Because this is the words of God. This is grace from God and His apostles, disciples. These are words, Lord. These are words that can change our lives. These words can change us. Open your heart to them. And so we begin here with the opening reading taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 through 6. Hear me, O islands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, He gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of His arm. He made me a polished arrow in His quiver. He hid me. You are my servant, He said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as His servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to Him and Israel gathered to Him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, He says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Think of that. Think of that. You and I are so loved by God, so wanted by God. He gave everything to us, and we destroyed Him. Everything. We tried to destroy Him. Everything. We wanted to get rid of Him. Brothers and sisters, our God is alive. Our God is with us. Our God loves us. And He poured out His whole self to us that we might be given forgiveness for our sins, and that we might be with Him forever in eternity. That's what He wants for us. Oh, brothers and sisters, Psalm 71 tells us, I will sing of your salvation. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. I will sing of your salvation. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb you are my strength. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth until the present. I proclaim your wondrous deeds. Brothers and sisters, do we turn to the Lord, who is our rock of refuge? Do we turn to Him? It's the source of all my hope. Brothers and sisters, turn to the Lord. Ask Him for strength. Ask Him for you to be righteous. Don't just say, oh, well, I'm trying. Yeah. Do you ask? Do you pray? Do you seek the Lord's grace and help? My goodness, brothers and sisters, He has it infinitely to give to you. But do we ask Him? Believe me, I ask Him a lot. And I encourage you to do that too. Please, Lord, help me. And then do everything you think you should do and ask God for his help. And then we have the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 21 to 33, and then 36 to 38. John 13, 21 to 33, and then 36 to 38. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And the disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. And after Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once. It was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and glorified is God in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said, "Master, where are you going?" And Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay your life down for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, here's someone who's walked with the Lord for several years. Here's one who's worked with the Lord, who's seen the miracles, who's seen God's goodness, his kindness, his forgiveness, as I've said. He sees all that, and yet he denies Jesus three times. Three times in the hours following that gospel there. Jesus walked alone. He did. He walked alone. You know, there's a little article by Father William Bunnell, who died in 1984, and this is part of what he said about that. What a sorry showing did the apostles make on that first Holy Thursday. Judas betrays our Lord. When Jesus was arrested, they all left him and fled. And then, as a climax, the prince of the apostle denies his master. In some ways, the fall of Simon was a more paralyzing blow than the treachery of Judas. Our Lord had bestowed unusual honors on Simon. He was the only one whose vocation was so exalted that Jesus gave him a special name, that of Peter, for he was to be the rock on which Christ would build his church. Despite his close intimacy with our Lord for 3 years, despite the lofty position he is selected to occupy, he not only denies Christ, but curses and swears that he knew him not. Brothers and sisters, we can be so self-centered. We can so want what we want, no matter what has happened. And God has been so good to this man, and he turns against him. What is it, brothers and sisters, in us? We want to get out of the difficulties, so we lie. We're worried, so we lie. We don't want to look bad, so we lie. Brothers and sisters, Judas lied. Brothers and sisters, that's not our call. I couldn't even call it a call. The Lord loves you and died for you and longs to follow you. The Gospels, brothers and sisters, declare that our Savior turned and gazed upon the fallen apostle. It was not a look of anger or disgust, but a look of sorrow, compassion, and love. And Peter went out and began to weep bitterly. His tears were not tears of a wounded self-love, a self-love agonized by the terrible blow to his pride. Simon wept because of the sorrow he had inflicted on Jesus, whom he sincerely loved. He wept because when every hand was raised against his divine master, he had been so cowardly as to deny him. The ancient writers of the church declare that to the day he died, St. Peter could never refer to his denial of Christ without tears coursing down his cheeks. But the Lord saved him. The Lord forgave him. And he would see the Lord in heaven. He was so overcome with the accusations against Jesus, and he was afraid of being part of the difficulties that were going on right now. We can get that way, and we just kind of step out of the situation. Ask God, what am I to do? Is it good for me to walk away, or should I stay and help? Please speak the truth, whatever you do, that you may save the life of another. Please, brothers and sisters, please. I want to see all of you in heaven with me, and I certainly am praying that I can get there, but I want to see all of you who listen to this program. Please open your hearts. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.